Hi everyone, I hope you're feeling great right now and you're healthy and safe and secure and you're immune and impervious to this pervading and current disease called coronavirus. I used some synonym words and I want to discuss a little about one of them, the latter, impervious. And this word is actually one of the academic and non very frequent used words. You know what I mean? And because, for example, this word is one of the words of the book named Verbal Advantage. And for those of you who don't know Verbal Advantage, Verbal Advantage is one of the books about some very advanced and professionals and academic words and vocab, almost 500 vocab, and impervious is one of them. So anyway, impervious means impenetrable, simple as that. It is synonym to impenetrable, meaning it cannot be entered to. And it's impassable, another synonym. For example, impervious to water, meaning that this thing, I don't know, some woods or something, is waterproof. It is impervious to water. And another example, which I used in the beginning of this last talk, is impervious to disease. And I remember that I learned this vocab in a graveyard book by Neil Gaiman, my favorite author. And I remember the example, if I'm not mistaken, was that impervious were they to the disease, something like that. I even remember the tone of the narrator. So anyway, impervious to disease, meaning impenetrable to disease, and I hope you all to be like that. And that's it, guys. I hope it was useful and we relearned one vocab. And thank you for listening and goodbye for now and take care.